Nico, there is a lot of history in Sudbury. I mean, everything, right? The buildings, the politics, the land, the people. What led you to explore the origins of skateboarding in Sudbury?
Yeah, kind of a weird topic to track down, eh?
Yeah.
I've been a lifelong skater, so, you know, skateboarding's a passion of mine. It's always been a part of my life, but I also am really interested in local history, so, you know, like the history of the downtown and how the city developed and stuff like that. So both interests kind of blended together there. And, you know, I've been skateboarding since the late 1990s. And when I started skateboarding, there was already a crew of older guys skating. And, you know, I just figured that's sort of where it started. At that time, I didn't think too much about it. And then as I got older, I started wondering how did this develop? Because Sudbury's, you know, rather geographically isolated, especially, you know, prior to like the internet and stuff. You know, I was just curious about how that sort of subculture might have made its way up here. So I started talking to some of these older guys that I already knew. And, you know, no one really had an answer. It was kind of like, oh, I think, you know, it started around when we started and there was no answer. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to track this down myself. So that's what I did.
Well, I watched the first episode and I found it really fascinating. I mean, not even being a boarder or anything, but just the pictures, the people, the culture. And I had no idea this was going on. I found it a real eye opener. And I guess it's not just for boarders, is it?
No, not at all. That's f***ing out. And because when I did this project, there was, you know, for the skateboard community. But I've received messages from tons of people who never skateboarded in their lives, who are just finding the stuff super interesting. And I think the stories are relatable, whether you skateboarded or not. You know, it's kind of the story of growing up as a youth in Sudbury and kind of, you know, telling the stories that are a little rough around the edges, or stories that don't usually get told, you know, that are unpolished about living in Sudbury. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, that grew up here, some that didn't, look back and they can relate to some of the things that went on, you know, youth kind of finding their place in the world, sometimes facing adversity. Skateboarders especially faced a lot of harassment back then when it wasn't a popular thing yet. I'm getting messages from people like literally around the world that, you know, some that have left Sudbury and have been living elsewhere for decades. Or people that I received a message from someone from California, from San Jose, California yesterday, who said, I've never been to Canada, don't know, you know, I've never studied before, but I'm fascinated with this series. And, you know, he was in his 40s, he's a skateboarder as well, but could relate to some of the experiences that were, you know, told in the stories. So those are awesome to get those messages.
Nico, where did you get? I'm amazed at the amount of like video footage you have in cracks in the road. Like, my gosh, like video cameras were not in wide use at that time. Same as skateboards.
Yeah, for sure. Luckily, I was able to track down a couple people who had the bazooka cameras back then. Like, in the 80s, like those really big, you know, cameras that I think they fit like a full VHS tape right in the camera. Luckily, I got a lot of footage from someone who whose parents owned a video store in Espanola. So they kind of had their, you know, they had access to that, you know, technology and stuff like that, I think earlier than others. So he, you know, someone recommended him, who he was a great skateboarder himself, but I met up with him and, after a little while and telling him about the project, he said, well, you know what, I'll give you what I have and you can choose things that are interesting to you. And so I went through those tapes and I think he was surprised with how much I found interesting, but I found a lot of it fascinating. And luckily, a lot of people, you know, you talk to one person, they say, oh, I remember this person filming back then. So I'd get in touch with them and they would, you know, dig up these tapes and, I amassed a little collection there, and that process was kind of, you know, a tedious one because a lot of these videos are filmed on formats that no longer are, you know, prominent. So like Hi8 cameras and stuff like that, I'd have to get them. I'd send them to Toronto to get converted. They'd ship them back. Then I would dig through them. I'd digitize them, that sort of thing. So that took a lot of work, but I really I enjoyed all of it. like I said, being sort of interested with local history. Like, it was fun to see certain spots that don't exist anymore, buildings that aren't there anymore, old signage, that sort of stuff, like from when I wasn't around. So I found that really fascinating.